Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Voices of Metal. I'm joined this week by Ryan Knight with Black Dahlia Murder. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, not much. So, you know, my big question is, how did you get started playing guitar?
I don't know. Like, I guess I got into music, like, pretty early, I guess, like, around, like, 7 or 8. I was, like, introduced to, like, a lot of stuff by my my best friend's sister used to babysit me, and she was always listening to, like Black Crows and Alice in Chains, you know, the stuff that was going on back in the early 90s. And sort of just got me into music, and then when I was about, you know, 11 or 12, I just decided I wanted to play guitar, and pretty much since the day I got it, that's all it's been.
So, I know you were in Arsis for quite a while. How did you actually get to be in Black Dahlia Murder?
I was playing in this band, Arsis, which is another sort of like melodic death metal band. And we had toured with Black Dahlia in 2008. And shortly after that tour, I was going to leave Arsis. And I happened to tell Mark Lewis, who has helped record and engineer the band's last two or three albums, and I let Mark know that I was going to be looking for another band to join. And he just called me up one day and was like, "Hey, Black Dahlia needs a new guitar player." And I was like, "Oh, well, I just toured with them, so you know, I knew the guys pretty well." And that's kind of how it happened. And then Brian, another guitar player, called me, and yeah.
Cool. Which kind of leads me to my next question. You know, what was it like recording Ritual? What was the experience like? The songwriting, the guitar parts. I mean, what was it like for you?
Well, basically, like, it was all written between like Brian was, you know, at his house here in Detroit, like recording songs and stuff. We both do it the same way. We write the songs and then we just program drums to them. So we just make demos of all of them. Mm-hmm. And, we were just sending the, demos back and forth to each other. And, yeah, I mean, that's basically how we wrote it. We spent five or six months writing it. Mm-hmm. And, just demoing stuff back and forth between me and him. And, yeah, after it was all done, you know, just kind of went in the studio and knocked it all out.
Now, I was looking at your tour schedule. It looks like you guys are, you know, pretty well busy on the road across the United States and then up to Canada. Do you really enjoy touring, or is it more of the chore for you?
No, I like it. I'm a little burnt out right now because we've been pretty much constantly touring since December. Like, we went to South America in December, and then we went to Europe for a month in January. We just got back from doing Soundwave in Australia, as well as Southeast Asia and Japan. So yeah, tomorrow we leave to do a U.S. headliner. But I mean, no, I like it. It's like anything, you know. Like once you've done a lot of it all in a row, it can get a little tiring, but
right.
I mean, I'd much rather do this than a lot of other things.
So I know a lot of us are wondering, you know, exactly what kind of gear you use to get your kind of unique signature tone. It's real brutal. You know, what goes through your mind as far as what pedals and guitars and stuff you use to kind of get that tone?
I mean, I like to keep stuff pretty simple. I mean, the heads we use are just like PV65 and 5 heads. I don't really use, I just have like a Maxon OD808 overdrive, just got a Boss NS2 noise suppressor, and I have a G major 2 for just some of the delays and harmony, and the pickups are, let's see, the one I have now, I got a Seymour Duncan JB in the bridge with two hot rails. Mm-hmm. And one of my other guitars has a Duncan distortion in the bridge and a 59 in the neck. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple setup.
Cool. Do you still see the guys from some Arthas? You see them on the road or still keep in touch with them?
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Noah, the bass player, just a night or two ago. I haven't talked to James, and actually I just talked to James the other night too. That was the first time I talked to James in a little while, but yeah, I still keep in touch with him.
So as far as you know, what musicians have inspired you personally, you know, growing up, what players did you kind of be inspired by or maybe aspire for?
Well, growing up in the early, let's see, it was like Jerry Cantrell, which I still like a lot. I'm a big Alice in Chains fan. And then I guess when I was about 16 or 17, I remember seeing like Eric Johnson play on Austin City Limits. And that was kind of what opened my eyes up to what you could really do with a guitar. And then from then it was like, you know, like Yngwie, Jason Becker, Marty Friedman, Michael Romeo, that was a big one. You know, all those type guys. And nowadays it's more like, I'm a little bit more into like the fusion guys, like Jimmy Herring, you know, Greg Howe. Richie Kotzen's probably one, I mean, even though he's not just a fusion guy, kind of does it all, but Richie Kotzen's like one of my definite favorites. But also just like Brent Mason, more of a country guy. Like Brad Paisley a lot. I don't know, a lot of people.
Cool, very cool. So just one last question for you. Do you have any advice for musicians who are starting out and want to break out into the scene?
I'd say just practice a lot. Like try to be, you know, like, I mean, just try to be the absolute best you can be. I mean, it kind of, you know, depends on what you want to do. But I mean, I guess for me speaking, if you want to be a lead guitar player, just learn as much as you can, because it's endless, and just learn also as many styles as you can, and just learn as much as you can and practice a lot. Learn how to play over like chord changes, because that's sort of one of the things I neglected in the past that I'm trying to, you know, do now, is think more sort of like a jazz player or like a country player, like thinking over like a 2-5-1 or 1-4-5 or something like that. But and you know, play with people. Like, don't just, you know, sit in your room and play in your bedroom all the time. I mean, that's good, that's fine, you can practice that way, but, you know, get out and play with people. And also when you're, you know, when people are first starting, and even all the way up until, you know, when you've been playing for years, just try to play with people that are much better than you, because I think that's one of the best ways you can learn, is anytime you can play with somebody that's way better than you, you'll just get better just almost instantaneously. So
yeah, all good advice. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us, and wish you good luck on your tour.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, no problem.